Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a historic agreement between the United States and Mexico on water. We have Pat Mulroy, the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Sean McGinnis, Martha Gould, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Pat Mulroy. She is the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am. You know, one of the things that we talk about so much about water issues is it's hard enough to get agreements within the state, in the country, but you, along with the United States government, have pulled off an unbelievable coup with a water arrangement with Mexico. Would you lay out the basic details of the plan, please?
I'd be happy to, Sam. For us, this process with Mexico began in 2007 when we signed our shortage agreement amongst the states, and we wrote a letter to then Secretary Kempthorne asking him to please bring Mexico into the mix. So since then, it's been a roller coaster ride of discussions involving Interior and the State Department. And what this agreement does is it addresses many of the issues that we're bound to face in the basin. First and foremost, it allows Mexico to invest in canal linings and infrastructure improvements in Mexico and then store whatever water they save in Lake Mead. They, in turn, for being able to do that, will agree to take shortages at the same elevations that the United States, the states within the United States, are going to be taking shortages. But since they have no way to store excess water or water they conserve to use during those shortage times, the United States gave them the opportunity to use Lake Mead for that storage. Together, the United States and the three lower basin entities of the Central Arizona Water Conservancy District, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, and ourselves at the authority will be investing $21 million in those infrastructure improvements down in Mexico. And for the money that the three regional partners are contributing, they will get a block of water that they will be allowed to keep in Lake Mead. It's a one-time reimbursement for their investment in those conservation measures in Mexico, and we'll be able to use that water except in times of shortages. We will be contributing $2.5 million, Metropolitan will be contributing $5 million, and the Central Arizona Water Conservancy District will be contributing $2.5 million. Southern Nevada gets 23,700 acre feet that we will be able to use during non-shortage times. The United States is investing $11 million, which will be matched dollar for dollar by the country of Mexico. They have agreed to Mexico's wishes that that water be used for environmental purposes. So there will be a three-year experiment in which there will be 3 years of base flow, and then there will be 1 year of a flush flow or a major flow to the delta of the Colorado River to see what restoration that kind of water would create for the Colorado River Delta. So all in all, it is a great arrangement. We're extremely excited about it. To me, the most important thing is that Mexico is now a full partner. And as we go into ever increasingly difficult times hydrologically, it's nice to know that everyone who is a user of the Colorado River is now fully engaged, and there is a give and take between all the parties.
One of the reasons why Mexico was prepared to come to the table, if I'm correct, is that part of their water system was destroyed by earthquakes. Is that correct?
That's correct. We had signed an original minute, or the United States had, with the states back in 2010, which was minute 318. That was what we call the earthquake minute. That was the first time that the United States agreed that over the period of over 3 years, Mexico was going to be able to store whatever water they couldn't deliver to their customers because of the damage that had occurred to their infrastructure in Lake Mead. It was the foundation upon which this larger, far more comprehensive minute 319 was then negotiated.
Okay, so how far above the second straw will this additional water that you get to keep in Lake Mead push it?
Well, a lot of it is a function of hydrology versus how much they bank. I mean, Sam, in all honesty, right now Lake Mead is 10 feet higher because the three lower basin regions of Arizona Metropolitan and ourselves, we've already stored 1 million acre feet in Lake Mead, and for every acre foot you have to figure roughly 100,000 acre feet for every foot in Mead. They're allowed to store up to 1.5 million acre feet, and that would, if you consider a static Lake Mead, would bring it up by 15 feet. Hydrology this year so far has not been glorious, so it will be a function of diminishing hydrology versus water that Mexico can put in Lake Mead. But what is really important is that everyone in the lower basin, including Mexico, is doing everything humanly possible to stabilize Lake Mead as we take the hydrologic hits.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Mulroy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, A lot happens behind the scenes. Envy Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Mulroy of the Nevada Southern Nevada Water Authority. Pat, what was the most difficult part of the negotiations with Mexico?
You know, there were so many barriers. I mean, first of all their water is federally owned and controlled. And in the United States, the states own the water. I mean, it was one of those instances where process was very difficult to align. I mean, you have to understand the United States, as a sovereign, usually never involves the states in their extraterritorial discussions. But this is where the compact clause of the Constitution collides with the treaty clause of the Constitution. So bringing of the process together, garnering an understanding with people that when we first met were strangers to us, two very different cultures, two very different sets of management practices around water. I think once we all spoke the same language and we understood their inflections and we understood what they really wanted out of this agreement and they understood where we were coming from, that was the gate opener for us.
And as this moves forward, I mean, first of all, it's stunning that, you know, in this water agreement, constitutional law plays a major part in that. I mean, did you have to go out and hire constitutional lawyers to be a part of this?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Trust me, there are enough lawyers in the Colorado River Basin to last you a lifetime. So we've got plenty of lawyers. We've got plenty of good lawyers. And it was simply a process issue.
All right, so let's talk about something that you've talked about in the past, which is the potential for desalination plants off the coast of Mexico that will provide water to California that would allow them to reduce their reliance on the Colorado River. Is this agreement now something that could push something like that forward?
It is something that will lay a foundation for this agreement. This agreement is a foundation for something like that. And in fact, as you know, Sam, over the last several years, we have invested in some pilot research around building desalters along the coast of Mexico. But there's something that the viewers always forget. That's going to work when we're under normal Colorado River conditions. But if you imagine that shortages are starting to come into the lower basin, we're not going to be the only ones affected. The Metropolitan Water District, that's responsible for water to 20 million people and the seventh largest economy in the world, they're going to be scrambling to find every drop of water they can. So the benefit of those desalters in times of real shortage is really marginal for us.
All right, so the New York Times, with perfect timing for the fact that we were going to talk today, came out late last night with a story from Felicity Beringer, Water Pipe to Denver Could Ease Stress on the River. And it talks about a Bureau of Reclamation plan that's going to come out later this week that in part calls for building a pipeline from the Missouri River to Denver, nearly 600 miles to the west. Water will be doled out as needed along the route in Kansas, with the rest ultimately stored in reservoirs in the Denver area. Are you aware of this plan, and what would it mean for the Colorado River and Las Vegas?
No, I think someone jumped way ahead of what's coming out this week. What's being released this week by Interior and the states, we've been working in partnership, the seven states have, with Interior. We've all contributed to the study, to a basin study, to look at what the supply and demand picture is in the Colorado River Basin under various possible hydrologies. And it shows that, you know, there are going to be instances where the Colorado River is in shortage. What it has in there is what are a series of augmentation opportunities, from the desalters we just talked about to conservation and to bringing water into the basin. Look, the fact that the Colorado River is potentially going to go short is nothing new. In 1968, the United States Congress, in the act that approved the Central Arizona Project, said that there was going to come a time when the Colorado River supplies were going to need to be augmented. But there is no concrete plan on the table right now to build a pipeline to the Missouri. So I think someone got a little out over their skis with that one. It is far from any sort of reality at this point.
And that's why we have you on the program on a regular basis. Another question that came up that was interesting over the weekend is Governor Sandoval planning to travel abroad to bring hopefully new business to Nevada. And one of the places he plans on going is Israel, where they have a common interest with us in seeking business partnerships focused on ways to use water more efficiently. Now, I remember when I first came to Nevada, late 70s, early 80s, the Israelis were over in northern Nevada trying to help farmers with drip irrigation, if you can think back that far. Have you had any dealings with the Israelis in terms of water over the last few years?
Oh, Evans, yes. We have signed a memorandum of understanding with Mekarot, who is the national wholesaler for the country of Mekarot. I have an entire science team and technology team that is partnering with Mekarot on a series of projects. Among those are some very deep well drilling that Mekarot has become extremely good at. We're looking particularly down in the Searchlight area, which is landlocked and very dry. We're looking at various opportunities to use brackish water in agricultural practices, which Mekarot does. And then we have any number of projects around water security and water quality. So there's a whole team, and we've been working. In fact, we have created a secure, dedicated internet line in which the two teams of scientists and technicians have been working on a regular basis. I know DRI has relationships with Ben-Gurion and with Hebrew University. I've been over there several times and have seen what they are doing and visited their desalters and visited their farming practices. And I am delighted that the governor is going over to take this relationship to the next mature level.
And this is why we love to have you on the program, because you're constantly breaking news right here. Thank you so much. I want to talk to you very soon about water security, a huge issue. Thank you so much for being here. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
KRNV News 4 is partnering with the Washoe County School District and the University of Nevada for the Reader Leader Program. Do you know a great class that likes to read and works hard to meet their reading goals? Well, nominate them for the Reader Leader Award. Each month during the school year, one class will win tickets to a University of Nevada Wolfpack game and special Reader Leader t-shirts. Go online to mynews4.com and nominate a well-deserving class. Reader Leaders is brought to you by the Nevada Mining Association and the Circus Circus.
When Urban Outfitters in Reno expanded, they hired local. I'm Diane. Urban Outfitters is a great company. They hire local, and they hired me.
Our philosophy of hiring local has made Q&D Construction even stronger, has produced high-quality work for over 49 years, and has helped our community.
Germany Properties is a family-owned business. We hire local because it's locals who built us. For over 50 years, we worked with companies like Urban Outfitters who hire local.
Think local, hire local.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McMenamin is here. She is Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Sean McGinnis is an attorney with Lewis & Rocha. And Martha Gould, political advocate.
A troublemaker, I like that.
So interesting to hear Pat Mulroy talking about how much activity is already going on between Israel and Southern Nevada especially, but also DRI in Northern Nevada, and his plans to go out on business trips. This all sounds good to me.
Well, you know, Israel has always been an ally of ours. It's one of the relationships that we need to continue to work and extend trust and be there for them, same as they're there for us.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, well, I would look at it, too. It's like, it's a natural synergy. You know, some of our needs are needs that Israel has expertise in. And even outside of water, I mean, even in the online gaming world, they have a lot more expertise than we do. So it's a natural partnership, I think, with Nevada and Israel.
You don't mind me talking about another law firm, do you?
No.
Greenberg Traurig, opened up an office in Tel Aviv about a year ago, with the idea of maintaining these business contacts around the world. So I think all the way around, a very good deal there. Let's talk about Sheldon Adelson, and the latest story is that contributing as much as $150 million to Republican causes in this past cycle, he plans to double it to $300 million in the next political cycle. Your thoughts on this and the effectiveness of it, Liz?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say if it was just money that was going to win elections, I think he would have gotten more bang for his buck this last time. I think there's got to be some real strategic looks at how money's applied. It's not just throw money in and you're going to see results. I think this election showed us that things have changed a lot, that there is media, there's a need to reach out to the people, there is a need where money doesn't necessarily, it helps and it impacts it, but we need more than that. We need to look at the strategy and the way it's spent.
Boots on the ground. The unions in Nevada did an incredible job of getting out that vote.
Well, yeah, and the electorate's different. I mean, you look at the polls. A lot of the polls that were taken were people calling landlines. Well, a lot of young people don't have landlines. it's a lot of people don't get their news sources, news from traditional sources either. They get it online. They get it from other places. So
the tweets and the Twitters.
Yeah.
But I think what it showed.
Do you tweet?
No, I don't tweet.
Okay, but do you follow people on Twitter?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. I just want to check.
Sorry about that.
I don't either, so that's fine with me.
But I think it shows that we have an electorate now that understands money does not buy elections. Mm-mm. It does a lot for the media industry. And it does provide jobs during
and
electoral
years. And for the consulting
years.
Industry?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. But I think we're seeing a more sophisticated electorate. We are seeing demographic changes. We are no longer a white bread country. We are a diverse country. And I'm not sure that the Republican Party has quite caught up with that.
Well, Martha, I think we've always been a diverse,
very much
a diverse country and a diverse voting public. But I think it's pointed out more now. It's the fingers are pointed at a minority base, or we take and we make it divisive. That's one thing I had a real problem with this time is the divisiveness of it.
Because we are all together.
We are all one in this country, but we tend to both, and I'm not pointing fingers at either party, but there was just too much divisiveness and saying, well, you know, we're going to work on getting the votes from this party. Well, I think we needed to work on getting the votes of the country as a whole.
Well, I can't agree with you more, because that's the one thing that bothered me about this election. Mm. We were pitting various groups against one another, and that doesn't do any good.
Haven't we always done that?
Well, I think we always have, but, you know,
it was worse this time.
It was really bad this time, but I think what I hear my other colleagues here talking about is that, you know, when you look at people, you know, whether someone's, you know, Caucasian, Hispanic, African American, don't people really just want the same things? Don't they want security? They want to
number
know
one
that
topic,
that,
the economy and
yeah,
jobs.
They want right? jobs. They want a good future for their children.
That's right.
Well, and it's interesting yeah. because I think that really, you know, the thing that the Republican Party, especially in the state of Nevada, has fallen badly on is having the organization, the people on the ground, they get out the mm-hmm. vote. Danny Thompson was on the program a couple of weeks ago proudly saying that the Democrats are not going to shut down their campaign teams. They're going to keep them fully paid mm-hmm. and up and running in the interim 2 and 4 years. And so it's incumbent upon the Republicans to get organized. But first, they have to have a coming together, do they not, Liz?
Yes, Sam. I think that's the big thing, is they have to come together again as a party, sit down and look at what works and what hasn't worked, and then make a decision. Because actually the boots on the ground that the Democrats used was, I understand, implemented originally by the Republican Party. So now they've gotten away from the very thing that's working for the Democrat Party. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I'd like to see Nevada... The Nevada Republican Party has been
challenges.
Challenges. That's a good word for it.
And the one thing that I have to keep reminding people about is the growing number of independent voters who are
Absolutely.
Unhappy with both parties because they don't see them addressing the basic needs of our nation.
Well, and you also saw that in the fact that President Obama won, but Dean Heller won as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So there is an independence. That's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is nothing easy anymore in personal injury or workers' compensation law. The insurance industry fights every claim like it's the death penalty. When a family and children are involved, the stakes are as high as it gets. Julie Troop and I are all in. We know Nevada law. We are Nevada lawyers. Call us for a free personal consultation. 322-6500 for unrelenting representation.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease. If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain and would really like to get their life back, call me today at ProSpinal, 336-3472. Learn more at ProSpinalInc.com.
Today's home improvements are all about saving energy and saving money on your power bill. DeBell Home Improvement since 1990 has led the way in energy saving and money saving home improvements. There's Bristol triple pane replacement windows and doors and Cedar Ridge solid core siding. Bristol windows with a U factor of 0.23 and Cedar Ridge siding with 20% energy savings. Purchase either DeBell Home Improvement now and receive green energy barrier attic insulation at no extra charge. Call now for your free energy and money saving estimate at 826-6444.
Welcome to Toyotathon, biggest sales event of the year. I'm Jan. How can I help?
We're looking for something exciting.
Dependable. Look around. Everything exciting is dependable, too.
Dependable and exciting.
Is he okay?
It's just sinking in. He's almost back. I call this me time. I love it.
Lease Corolla for just $169 a month. Or get 0% APR for 60 months on Corolla or Camry. Or get $4,500 cash back on a new Tundra Crewmax. Toyotathon is on, the event you don't want to miss.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Pedro Martinez will be here. He's the new chief of the Washoe County School District right here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.